So, we're finally here. You look gorgeous. But anyway, the point is, as the deal we made said, we would go on a late Valentine's Day date with you. Together. So, we are going to stop thinking about that guy that dumped you in a forest. We're gonna just forget about him. I shouldn't have even mentioned him. But the thing is that you look gorgeous, and we're here, and we are going to have a nice picnic. Great. See, that sounds like a lot of fun. So are you feeling better from that time? Yeah, thankfully. I mean, I was kind of concerned after leaving you at your house with another of my partners, and I didn't know any more of you other than the date. So when I went to look for you, I was expecting for anything. I was expecting a wet towel in your forehead still, like I had done in the past. But you're not. You were healthy, and you are looking pretty happy, may I say so. So, let's just enjoy this. Forget about that stuff. Hopefully you'll feel fine, and we'll have a nice picnic. Does that sound like something you want to do? That's perfect, honey. I'm sorry, what's your name again? Ah, there you go. I just, see, when I don't know the name of the person, I just tend to say those things. It's an endearing term, and I'm sorry, that was embarrassing. Yeah, thankfully. Well, at least you're one of those that you can make mistakes with, right? What do I mean? Well, let's just say that you were not the only one being dumped on a forest before. No, it's not story time. I just want to have some food and forget about all this. You won't, right? Oh, no. Don't bring up the fact that you touched my ears and tails, which felt weird and was weird to ask. Don't bring that up. Yes, I understand. You want to know more of the person that rescued you from that place. Well, I guess I can tell you some of what happened. And so what happened was, this was years ago, probably before you were born. But I was kind of a teenager in kitsune years, which is obviously not the same. And I was dating this gorgeous, gorgeous female kitsune that was like really, really good looking. And she was very mature and she was very funny. And we got along well. But there was a fatidic day, may I say so, that she just decided I was not good enough anymore. So, I was dumped in a forest. Like you, by a fantastic creature. Taught me basically everything I know about healing, but yeah, I guess you use every single drop of knowledge you can get for whatever gain you can have. And even though she was the one to help me learn about healing and helping other people, I had to use that knowledge, even though it hurts. It still hurts now. But, you know, we mature, we grow, like you will grow away from that situation, it was awful, I know, and you were sad, but now we're here on our late Valentine's date. And it's not like that kind of date, but still a date, you know? And you can talk to me because you can trust me because I help you save your life and preserve that beautiful face of yours. I'm sorry. So what about you? What about your day? What about your life other than that other thing? Ah, that's very, very interesting. So you are a very intriguing human, I see. We kitseness are seen as this kind of mystical creature that are so mysterious and powerful and knowledgeable. And sometimes we're seen as sex symbols. Not me, but are, you know how it is. But in reality, we're not really that interesting. We're not really that smart or special. We just live a lot of years. That's pretty much what we do. We live a lot. And when you live a lot, you learn a lot. And when you learn a lot, you learn to get along with people and maturity and all of that good stuff. So we're not really that special. That's why it's a very special thing to us when we find a human that has those characteristics, those traits, those remarks, I would say. Because their lifespans, your lifespans, are so much shorter than ours. And normally they achieve only a fraction of what we can achieve. But there are some remarkable, remarkable humans that do wonders with the few years they have. Not even 60 years in some cases, not even 40. There are some prodigies that start at like 10 to be geniuses. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how you do it. I mean, you yourself are wonderful. You are amazing. Like you told me what things you did and what things you liked. Those are amazing things. And they are worthy of praise. And I praise them because they are so. Don't look at us like we're something special. Don't look at others like they are something special. We're pretty much just like you. We kitsunes, as I said, only know these things and only can do all these things, and we're so skilled and knowledgeable about healing. We are only like that because we had time to learn. And that's pretty much the only difference between our two species, other than the ears and the tail, of course. Yeah, we don't have any special mechanism or architecture in our brain that allows us to be better or remember things better. We don't have any special healing abilities or magic. We don't have that. We only have cute tails and ears, which are cute. Don't let me lie about that. They are cute, but anyway, we're the same. The only thing that separates us is experience. So just use your experience the best you can, I guess. So I'm sorry, I got too deep in a date. It's just supposed to be like a fun thing, right? So let's have fun. So I'm gonna tell you a few things that we do to have fun in our kitsune community right here, which is small, but you know, we are alike. I know you humans have it too. You play it when you're little and sometimes when you're adults, but this hide and seek is special. So you know how the Japanese think of us as deities and as demigods, and other cultures as well, they have these constructions that are so complicated, and they make us, like, we have these special items on our possession, and they make them themselves out of gold and copper and bronze, all this different stuff, and they have sacred things and blah, 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 blah. Well, our hide-and-seek game consists in hiding those items that some humans think are sacred and belong to us. We hide them and we seek for them. Sometimes we let the ones who made them or kept them to find them. That's actually one of the ways we keep the legend alive in Japan and other places, so we can get more food and stuff. Yeah. It's like, oh, they're moving this stuff, they really exist, they, well, we do exist, but they don't know the other part, which is we don't exist for those things, we're not powerful enough or, you know, imposing enough to be those things. But anyway, we play hide and seek, and we hide those things, and sometimes I have seek them, and it's fun. Because sometimes it's so close and they don't even realize. Watching the humans' reactions is the best part of that game. Any other game? Well, of course. We have a ball game that is called Tail and Ears. Yeah, I know, it's a weird name, and we kittens are not really good at naming stuff. My name is weird. So, wouldn't surprise me if a ball game was either. So, that's the gist of it. And anyway, so we play with our eyes covered. Ah, that's where the ears come. Yes, you're right. We're supposed to use that as training, but it's also pretty enjoyable. So, we blindfold ourselves, and with our tail and ears, well, we're able to feel the other people with the tails, and we are supposed to focus on the ball with the ears. We play a simple ball game. It's only 3-on-3. Sometimes we do it more, but, you know, it's not like a really established thing. But it's really fun. So we get to kick the ball, and we also... So we play it with our feet, we get to kick the ball, because in the floor they make more vibrations that we can hear, and all the friction of the dirt, of the soil, and the wind, yeah, it makes it a bit easier, and with the tail you can kind of tell who's around. So it's fun. So we play ball, and we do all that stuff. I guess you humans are very much like us in that way. You play games, and sometimes you put rules in them, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just play with friends that want to be around you, and there's not really a goal to the game. So, anyway, it's time to enjoy our meal, so please indulge. I did prepare this with my own hands, so I'm expecting you to like it, and to like this conversation. And hopefully like me, because you're damn gorgeous. But yeah, that's not really appropriate. Anyway, let's enjoy. And enjoy this day, and let's go home afterwards. Is that okay? Thank you, honey. I mean,